Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I welcome you to the devotions for Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Island. I am Father Peter Ferguson, the priest in charge of St. David and St. Augustine Parish, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key. Today, September 27th, mark my fourth anniversary as a deacon in the Church of God. I ask for your prayers that God will continue to give me his direction and pour his grace upon me to carry out his work in advancing the kingdom of God here on earth. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, "Take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, and no extra clothing. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that house. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today I invite us to reflect on the passage recorded by St. Luke. Here we witness Jesus commissioning and sending out the 12 apostles on a mission to proclaim the kingdom of God. In the opening verse of this passage, we read that Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure all diseases. This act of empowerment was crucial for the disciples to carry out their mission effectively. It reminds us that as followers of Christ, we too are given authority through the Holy Spirit to confront the forces of darkness and to bring healing to a broken world. This calling provides us with the authority to overcome the obstacles we may face, be it spiritual battles, personal struggles, or the brokenness we encounter in our society from day to day. And so as we encounter these obstacles, we must remember that the power we possess is not our own. It comes from Christ himself. And therefore, we must embrace this authority with humility, recognizing that it is through his strength that we can make a significant impact on our world around us. As Jesus sent out the 12, he instructed them not to take anything for their journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, or extra clothes. Instead, he tells them to rely on the hospitality of others. This command highlights the call to absolute dependence on God's provision and the importance of trusting in God alone. God calls us to step out in faith, leaving behind the baggages that may hinder us. It may be our reliance on material possessions, our comfort zone, or our self-sufficiency. However, when we surrender these things, we make space for God to work in and through us. It is in our weakness that his strength is made perfect. And so therefore, we must embrace the call to depend wholly on God, knowing that He will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In the calling and the anointing, Jesus emphasized the urgency of the disciples' mission by instructing them to travel light and to remain focused. They were to enter a town, heal the sick, and proclaim the coming of the kingdom of God. If they were not welcome, they were to shake the dust off of their feet as a testimony against that town. And so, my brothers and sisters, this passage reminds us that our time on earth is limited and that the mission before us is urgent. We are called to be salt and light in a world desperate for hope and desperate for healing. And therefore, we must not be complacent or distracted by worldly pursuit, but rather wholeheartedly dedicate ourselves to advancing God's kingdom. And so let us make every effort to share the love of Christ, knowing that our obedience can transform lives and bring people into the life-giving relationship with Jesus Christ. As we reflect on the gospel, may we be reminded of our own call, a call which enables us to confront darkness and bring healing to a broken world. Let us be reminded of our call to dependence and trusting God's provision and surrendering our self-sufficiency totally to Him. Let us embrace the urgency of our mission to carry out the gospel of the kingdom of God, recognizing the importance of our role in advancing God's kingdom here on earth. In His name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.